Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And listen, this is for Philadelphia. This is our four fans. Hey, and when I look around here, who's the world champion?
I love it.
Hey!
It's a great moment in Philadelphia, obviously. And last night, it was a great moment in Bryce Harper's career. And he said it. Other than the obvious, the playoff stuff, winning a division, personally for him, regular season game, that, what did he say was the most fun that he's had?
Yeah. Did you see him hug Charlie Manuel?
I did. Did
he hug Gabe?
He gave him a big bear hug.
He did?
Yes.
See that?
I didn't see it. Oh. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I knew. Very convenient that only the Chicago feed showed the bear hug between Harper and Gabe.
Imagine that.
I saw Cindy Webster's feed when it showed him hugging Charlie Manuel.
But
basically it's shaking everybody else's hand on the team coming out of the
dugout. Listen, at the end of every walk-off, right, mm-hmm. and we're going to play the ninth inning montage
just didn't
in a
see
second.
Gabe, or I couldn't tell where. And plus, Gabe looks like one of the damn players.
He does.
I don't know who.
Look for the biggest guy, and that's who the guy that's in best shape.
Right.
Look for him.
Gabe did pick up Bryce, so it wasn't the other way around.
He picked up Bryce. Oh, okay.
He's bigger than
him. Yeah.
Normally on the walk off, it's a mob scene at home plate. You know, but nothing like we saw last night. I mean, that Bryce Harper hit the grand slam, but he made the entire celebration afterwards. Roman Quinn was like flying up in the air. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah.
And the pictures, whoever got those pictures last night, it was just incredible, incredible, memorable action of that. And it was all over social media pretty much immediately, and it was great. And here's how it went down last night, ninth inning montage. Here it is.
Going to the last of the ninth, and the Phillies trail 5-1. Need a bevy of base runners here.
Yep.
Here's the payoff. Swing and a ground ball hit to short. Bodie charges, bobbled it, kicked it, and Hernandez is aboard. 0-2. Swung on, line towards center. It's falling. It'll drop for a hit. Into second goes Hernandez, and Kingery avoids that fate with a base hit. The Phillies keep the line moving here. Two on, one out. Right-hander pumps and deals in the pitch. Swung on, grounded towards the middle. Long run over, half dives, can't get it. It's off his glove into center field. Hernandez around to score. Kingery is around to third. And Brad Miller squeaks one through. And the Phillies still have life in the ninth. They're going to get the tying run to the plate. Stroke set. The 2-2. Quinn swings. Grounds it up the middle. Half dives. It's off his glove again. Another run is home. Miller will stop at second. Roman Quinn with a base hit to center to drive home another run. And now the winning run is going to come to the plate. Phillies down 5-3. Bases loaded. One out. Double play and it ends. Home run and it ends. Holland ready again. And a 2-2 on the way. Swung on. Hit high and deep. Right field. And that ball is gone!
Look at Harper go around the bases. He's sprinting.
Bryce Harper headed for the plate at full speed. Game over. Phillies win it.
Oh, man. It was unbelievable. And that, by the way, that was put together by the morning show, as Jack advises me, so we don't want to take credit like Jack did something great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we still have that to play. The
how did Krug, he obviously he's a former player. He knows. He saw it as soon as it was hit.
Oh, there was no doubt about it. The only thing you could have thought was fair or foul, and it was pretty apparent early that it was going to be fair. It was definitely a pull job. He just yanked that. But, I mean, can we get the oh my God montage out of the way so we can play that so I can laugh and then we can get back to the phone. So one of my I believe it's Midnight Marauders that this or was it Low End Theory? One of the Tribe's earlier songs. Oh my God! I guess it would have been anyway. So here's a little remix. Who did this, Jack, so we give them proper credit? Cut 4 on Twitter. Here it is.
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.
Can we get him to work on the show? That's the kind of stuff we need, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the phones. We have, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. Rasheem wants, I think, mix in some Eagles as well as Elliot Shore Parks. Our Eagles reporter is coming up at 3 o'clock. Hi, Rasheem.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Rock?
How are you?
What's up, man? Now, y'all know I don't like baseball, but I had to get hyped for that Bryce Harper home run. You know, it's so crazy because I was switching back and forth, and I switched right at the right moment. Like, I dropped my food out of my hand and everything. Like, that's probably, like, the most excited I've ever been with baseball.
I believe my reaction was no bleeping way. Like, you stand right up and you're like, no bleeping way. And then it was just amazing from there, yeah.
And then my only thing on the Eagles, you know, when we went into the season, you know, it was questions at the defensive end position. I don't know about you guys, but what I have seen from even Sharice Miller last night was making plays. But Josh Sweat and Deshaun Hall, I'm a little bit, like, excited for what can happen if we do need to go to, like, a fourth or fifth defensive end, like in the rotation as a whole. So
Rasheem's,
you know,
feeling better about the DNs, Ike.
Yeah.
You got to. He was abusing, like Deshaun Hall was abusing that right tackle. And once Josh Sweat moved over to the other side, he was abusing him too. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't feel concerned about those guys. It's great to see that they're young.
They look good.
They're young and we have depth. I'm not, I mean, I don't know. Jadeveon Clowney is available.
Yep.
I mean, I would be calling Houston to find out what it's going to take. Even if it's for a one-year deal, which means you would have to give up less to get him.
Well, it means that you'd be willing to give up less if it's only a one-year deal. I don't think it matters. Right. But I mean, from Houston's perspective, that's up to the Eagles and Clowney to do a – I don't think it changes their price. You know what I mean?
No,
they're going to want what they want.
Yeah, but they're not going to get it if the Eagles can't get a long-term deal done.
Yeah, you might
be
right.
So Houston is going to lose him for nothing or either get an offensive lineman in return and some draft picks for next year. Like, he looks like he's willing to sit out all year. I don't know.
Based on the
– I don't know. He looks like he may be willing to sit out all year.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Based on what happened last year with his name's blanking me, went to Chicago.
Oh, Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. You would think it's at least a first-round pick. It's first-round pick plus.
Khalil Mack was under contract. He wasn't on a franchise tag.
But he re-signed. He got a brand-new contract from the Bears. So you had to re-sign him and give him that huge contract.
They didn't have to. And you mean in order for him to come in?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe he just wanted to be out of Oakland. I mean, there was no doubt Chicago wanted him.
I'm saying
if Chicago wanted to say, we'll wait. I mean, the Eagles did that with Alshon Jeffrey. They signed him to a one-year deal. They wait and they saw a little bit more than you can give him. A long-term deal. My only thing is that I wouldn't turn down the idea of having Jadeveon Clowney here. Now, I mean, listen, the Eagles may decide they may want him here long-term. If you're going to do that, then you include a Brandon Graham? Because you're taking the salary off the book.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. And you almost need to do that. See, and that's the thing.
And he's 5 years younger than Brandon. I know everybody's heartstrings get pulled, and Brandon's a hero. I get it. All I'm saying is you would have a 26-year-old Jadeveon Clowney and a Derek Barnett, who I believe is 24 years old.
Right.
I mean, Brandon is 31. I love BG.
We both do.
But I'm just saying, if you got a chance to get a Jadeveon Clowney, you're upgrading.
Yeah, no, certainly. Right? Absolutely.
I would love to keep all of them.
It's a legitimate upgrade. I feel like people are. I'm gonna.
Eagles wouldn't do it.
I don't want to say overrate him, but based on what he's done in the NFL, I think people are overrating him.
Jadeveon.
Yeah, he still has upside. He could still turn out to be a guy that gets 13, 14 sacks.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's reached his ceiling or not, but not that he scares me. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in giving up a first round pick and having to pay him a new contract. And I certainly wouldn't give up a high pick just for this year for a rental. Would I love to have him? Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'd love to have him.
It's going to cost to get him.
It's going to cost. Right. We'll ask Elliot.
Everybody wants the best players to pay nothing to get them.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. That's what Jerry Jones is trying to do. That's why his team ain't going to win this year. Everybody want to do that. Yeah, everybody wants to do that. We want the best players for cheap. I get it.
All right, well, we have Elliot coming up, Eagles reporter. He was down last night in Jacksonville.
I'm trying to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
that's all I know. If I got Jadeveon Clowney, And listen, I just threw Graham out there to try to match salaries if you wanted some salary cap relief. But if you wanted to trade just a lineman and keep all the D linemen that you have right now and just add Jadeveon to it, you give up Big V and a second-round pick or Big V and a first-round pick. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl around this
piece, or they
man.
Say you can keep Big V and give me another player in the first-round pick. I mean, you're right. They need an offensive lineman
bad.
They
need a lineman.
They
so
do. They do.
I mean, that's why they're trading. They may want an offensive lineman in return.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Rely
matter of fact,
Chickies, South Philly. Yes, Ike?
If Andre Dillard cries one more time, I'm going to trade his ass to Houston for Jadeveon Clowney.
Who gave up that sack to Cody Kessler?
I don't know if that wasn't Cody Kessler's fault.
Yeah.
And I said that immediately last night. I know Ross jumped to the conclusion that Dillard looked like he missed a block, but if you got an overload blitz,
he's going to recognize
front,
that.
And there's only so many guys you can block. You're taught as a lineman, you block the closest defensive lineman to the quarterback. In other words, if Dillard blocks out, the tackle's going to run. The defensive tackle's going to hit.
And hit him.
Hit him free. So it wasn't as if Dillard didn't block anybody.
Right.
And he was on his block by himself. So if there had been two guys on his block, then I could say, well, maybe the young buck made a mistake. He should have blocked out. But he blocked down. I think Doug was right when he pointed out that Cody Kessler,
well,
if he recognizes there's an overload to his left, he knows he has to get rid of that ball because
he's going
to
get hit.
They can't block everybody.
Right.
They don't have enough guys to block everybody.
Yeah.
So you got to get rid of the ball.
Well, so Kessler concussion, we'll find out more from Elliot coming up what he thinks is going to happen.
By the way,
yeah,
Doug, wouldn't have said that if it wasn't true.
Right.
He's not going to put Cody Kessler out there like that, a guy who just got injured, to protect Andre Dillard.
If it didn't actually happen.
If it didn't actually happen
right.
that way.
Right. Well, we'll chat with Elliot. What are they going to do with quarterback? I believe they have to add at least an arm for the preseason game. Carson Wentz is not playing.
Hey, man, Clayton Thorson looked good last night.
No, he didn't.
I think you're going to have to take back some of that
Thurston
Howell III nonsense.
Clayton Thorson looked
good.
Looked okay last night.
Looked good.
The touchdown pass was a terrible pass. Terrible. Well, listen, we'll talk about it on the other side.
888-729-9494.
We'll come back with Elliot, find out what they're going to do with quarterback, and is it realistic to think Jadeveon Clowney? Would he do it? That's coming up next. And then right back to the Phillies calls, everybody. Hang tight. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But, hey, listen. Attention home buyers or sellers. Before you buy or sell.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.